This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 442 for Thursday, June 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are trading either side of steady on Thursday, with gains in the new crop months. The July canola contract is down a dollar at $472.30 per ton. The November contract is up a dollar at $475.90 per ton. A lower Canadian dollar is providing support. The loonie is at 73.46 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 73.77. Also, a trader says the July spread has been pushed so far one way that now it's starting to be pushed back the other way. As well, the trader believes it's still too early to estimate canola yields. He believes the amount of canola that has been planted this spring is less than what Stats Canada forecast last month. Stats Canada is scheduled to release its next crop area report on June 29th. Saskatchewan Agriculture says in its weekly crop report that spring planting is 99% complete, but strong winds are causing fields to dry out. Rain is forecast for the prairies today and Friday. Dry weather will start on the weekend and push through most of next week. The USDA, in its weekly export sales report, says nearly 505,000 tons of wheat were sold during the week ending June 11th. Export sales of corn are almost 358,000 tons of old crop and about 115,000 tons of new crop. Soybean export sales are 538,000 tons of old crop and 1.38 million tons of new crop. Soy meal sales are 124,000 tons of old crop and 58,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil sales are 6,400 tons. Running off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday. The July contract is up 2 cents at $8.73 per bushel. July soy oil is down almost a 20th of a cent at 28.06 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up a dollar at $2.88.80 per hundredweight. Corn futures are slightly higher on Thursday, with the July contract up a penny at $3.31 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher, with the July contract also up a cent at $3.06. Wheat futures are mixed on Thursday. Chicago July is down 5 at 483.5. Kansas City July is down 4 at 428.5. And with a final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July is up 3.5 at 524. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, June 18th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.